There are relatively few political activists who are known for being humorous, maybe Michael Moore aside. My favorite, I think, screw in the light bulb joke. It's a pictorial one. On one page, there's a question: how many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb? And then you turn the page, and there's a woman glaring, standing with her arms crossed, saying, "I don't think that's funny." We're not known for our humor when we're so heart and soul dedicated to these things, to this work. But you can find the humorous side of it.
Well, a friend of ours, a priest, we knew him when he wasn't a priest and now a former priest, Frank Cordero in Des Moines, took us aside once when I left Catholicism. I didn't really feel I left it, and some priest said I was never left because they haven't taken away my credentials, and so I'm still a Catholic. And Frank said, "Why did you do this?" He says, "Don't you know? Quakers don't have any fun." And I said, "Well, where do you get that idea, Frank?" Frank's Italian. And Frank said, "Well, how many Quakers are Italian?" And I'm a logic teacher. That means the people who have fun are Italians, and Quakers don't have Italians, therefore Quakers don't have fun. So we went around checking around the Quaker Italians we have, and we had some very close friends on that. But that's the kind of humor that Frank thought we lost. Well, I don't think we've lost it. I think we've got it. We are very serious, that's for sure. But you hear a lot of laughing at Quaker gatherings.
And singing and dancing.
Right.
Well, and one of our closest friends is Bob Smith of Brandywine Peace Community, who we worked with when we lived in Philadelphia years ago, and we still keep in touch with. And we see him when we come back to Philly for AFSC meetings. And he is a person who has dedicated his whole life to witness against weapons production, and he has never wavered. He's never had a success in terms of closing down a plant or something, and yet he is so full of humor and joy and laughter all the time. He's an example for all of us. He's not a Quaker, by the way.
He's an unmeeting Quaker and an unchurched Catholic.
That's what we
And
call
so he's
him.
both Catholic and Quaker.